What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. But this is not the full podcast. This is just a little quick chat between me and the artist. Check this out. If you like this beat was provided by Karan Goodman of the legendary group The Youngsters. Peace, Q. Oh, shit, we live. I didn't even know we was live. I was sitting here in the daze and shit, not paying attention. If you could read the title of this video, read the title of the video. I'm not going to really do much promo in there. Normally, I go on Twitter and put it out on Facebook and all that shit and tell everybody that I'm live. And I don't feel like doing all that tonight. So I'm just going to sit here and just talk regularly. I need a fucking haircut, but I don't have one just yet. I'll get that tomorrow. But I wanted to know, man, it was something that was bothering me and shit. And I was just really thinking about it. You know, the anniversary of his death just passed not too long ago. It was like last week. Guru's been dead, you know, for 7 years. And I just always wondered, man, why nobody talk about Guru from Gangsta? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really not feeling that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, peace to everybody in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Heavy D's another one. Like, I think, you know, the sad thing about when they come to the hip hop people that passed away, I think when it came to the tragedies, with as far as Biggie, Tupac, Jam Master Jay, Big L, people discuss that, but when it come to Guru, nobody talk about Guru. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of really don't like that shit, man. Guru was fucking incredible. Like, a part of one of the greatest fucking hip-hop groups of all time. Definitely top five greatest hip-hop groups of all time. Gangsta ran the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Like, was a part of a 90s sound, the golden era of hip-hop. Definitely, like, Take It Personal, Mass Appeal. When we fucking first heard Just to Get a Rep, when we first heard, what's the first record that they came out with? Damn, I'm about to say it. Manifest, then Positivity. Yo, I used to love Manifest, you know what I'm saying? Then Positivity, and then because of Guru, that gave us J. Rule, that gave us Group Home, that gave us Big Shug, that gave us Crumb Snatcher, that gave us a lot of people, a part of the Gangsta Foundation, Afu Ra, you know what I'm saying? But nobody talk about Guru, you know what I'm saying? Nobody talks about Guru. Of course, there's people who pay tribute to Guru that was a part of his, you know, his team or whatever, but hip-hop on a whole doesn't say rest in peace, Guru. You know, Guru was one of the greats. And I think that shit is fucked up. And what made me think about this recently was I was listening to Dwick the other day. And I just remember, like, when Dwick came out with Nice and Smooth, we just wasn't expecting a fucking Guru and Nice and Smooth, you know, Gangsta and Nice and Smooth collaboration, even though on a Nice and Smooth album, they did a collaboration where DJ Premier produced the beat. It was called Down the Line. And that shit was just so fucking crazy. Down the Line. And then they did the Dwick record, but that shit was just so fucking dope. But I'm like, nobody talks about that shit. And then when you think about Guru, you think about Jazzmatazz. And Dia Davenport, you think about the Brand New Heavies, you know what I'm saying? It was just so much shit that was dope that he did, but nobody talks about Guru. And I wanted to know why nobody talks about Guru. I don't know. Maybe y'all know something. Maybe y'all know something that I don't know. But, you know, without Guru, there would be no Group Home. There would be no J. Rule, you know what I'm saying? And when you think about J. Rule, you know, you think about Come Clean, you think about classic records. When you think about the Group Home, you think about Living Proof. The Group Home album is one of the greatest hip-hop albums ever. The first Group Home album, one of the greatest flawless production ever. And you know, that was due to the Gangstar Foundation, you know, but it's like nobody talks about Guru. And I wanted to know why. I wanted to know why y'all think he died. I mean, not why he died, but why do y'all think nobody ever talks about him? I just think it's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know too much about the Guru Solar situation, you know, because that's a stage of your life. I mean, even when you think about the Guru and the Solar situation, what happens is, are we just going to hold like his whole career based off of like the last few years of his life? What about all the great shit that he did before that? Because I don't think Solar could fuck up his legacy. Like, come on, we think about all of these, the moment of truth, so many great fucking albums that Gangstar did. They never did a corny album. Even when you think about the Jazzmatazz albums, shit was dope. You know what I'm saying? And Guru had a voice that nobody could match the voice. You about to be taking that? Oh, I just want y'all to know Davida's here. She came to use my fucking Wi-Fi. Very disrespectful. She don't know shit about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? She goes to the Chris Brown concert down the block. And then she just pulls up and talking about she wants to use my fucking Wi-Fi to submit a paper.
I know about hip-hop.
You don't know shit about hip-hop. And then she just uses my fucking Wi-Fi. She's just going to bounce.
How much I know about hip-hop.
She don't know shit about hip-hop.
Lil' Kim was in the building.
This is a member of the Beef and Broccoli show. Make sure y'all go to that Beef and Broccoli channel that's coming out. I'm just waiting for iTunes to approve the RSS feed. And then he's coming out. She's out of her fucking mind.
I'm tired, you guys.
And you got to ride all the way.
Came to use Doggy's Wi-Fi so I can send my homework so I can graduate on time.
Who just comes and just say, yo, I'm coming to use your Wi-Fi?
Because they didn't have a Wi-Fi. Oh, they did have Wi-Fi.
I should have sent that ass to Starbucks. You know
Starbucks
what I'm saying?
Starbucks.
That's your ass then. I'm here to talk about Guru and motherfucking his greatness and shit. Who was Guru, Davida? See, put her on the spot.
I'm tired. You just were talking about he's part of
Killer. Oh, now she's tired. Blame it on the lack of sleep. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, she's tired. We'll give her.
I know a star. I forgot the first part.
You don't know who Gangstar is?
Yeah, but I don't. Listen, when I couldn't listen to this music when that era was going on.
Oh, you was sanctified and shit, right?
No, I don't think it was sanctified. My dad was strict, though.
I think I'm going to throw you out, just like Uncle Phil used to throw out. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to throw her the fuck
out.
It's
not my fault.
I'm going to throw her out like Jazz used to get thrown out on the Fresh Prince and shit. That's how she's going to go out the fucking door. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't know anything. Yeah.
Excuse me, George.
Let's go easy on her though. I'm trying to see. This is
it's not my fault. I definitely couldn't listen to that music.
This is what we do, right? What we do is that we educate them on stuff. We can't throw her away. We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We can just educate her and let her know about hip hop history. See, that's what
now
we do.
I'll go home and listen. How about that?
Well, yeah, that's what we do a lot of times. We get mad at them. And we throw them away, we got to educate them. So we're going to educate her about, no, that's not my whiz. You know what I'm saying? Are you my girl? No. She's just here. She came to use my Wi-Fi on some fuck shit. Don't try to play me. She came to use my Wi-Fi on some fuck shit.
No, but this is my big brother.
Yeah, so, you know, according to, you know, it's just fucked up. I just think it's fucked up how they don't salute Gangstar as a group. And how they don't salute Guru, you know what I'm saying? I think that shit is, I think it's very, very fucked up. And I think, you know who DJ Premier is, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's DJ Premier?
Doggy, why you put me on the spot?
They asked that. That's what they
want
to know.
He said Primo.
Does he know Primo? See, you got to die. Primo and Premier is the same person. See, we have to educate them. She just knows who, like, Lil Uzi Vert and all of them, you know, she knows who those. She knows who all these
I've
people
heard
are.
Of DJ Premier. I don't know what he does.
But you heard of him, but you don't know who she is. She's follow Davida on Instagram, Davida Simone. You know what I'm saying? Follow on there. She's, you know. we'll help her, you know, get to hip hop and shit.
Please.
Yeah. And it's funny because Guru had moved into my neighborhood at one point. They was living on Washington Avenue. As you know, I'm from Waverly Avenue, and they moved to Washington Avenue. He was living right around the corner. And it was funny because we never met. And Biggie was living on St. James. They was living on Washington. I was living on Waverly. So we all was like in the same neighborhood, and we never really all meshed together. And at one point, Common moved to my hood. Erykah Badu, Easy Mo B, oh, Tech Erica. From Smith & Wesson. A lot of people was living in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not her era. Yeah, it's not her era. She's a little nigga.
No, I love the 90s. Just I couldn't listen to hip hop. I could listen to like R&B songs and stuff.
So you was on some Jodeci shit.
Yeah.
My favorite, I'm going to keep it real with you. My favorite R&B group was H-Town. It wasn't Jodeci. It was H-Town. You like, who you like, who's H-Town to?
No, I know who H-Town is.
What song they made?
I don't know off top, but I know who H-Town. I just watched a thing on Centric about H-Town. Because one of the members of that.
Centric? What the fuck is Centric? I don't have cable.
Okay.
So you was there like...
Ying Yang Twins.
You was there like...
My cousin used to braid their hair, so yeah.
You was there like a dot jumping around at the Chris Brown concert?
I do know Knock in the Boots.
That's the song they made.
Yeah, I did know
that. So you was there like a dot jumping around?
Where?
At the Chris Brown concert?
No. Well, when Lil' Kim came on. I love her.
That's my own girl, so I ain't gonna diss Lil' Kim. I ain't gonna front. I keep it real. I am very biased.
And then Fab did Breathe, and that's my favorite Fab song.
No, that's dope. Clinton and Washington on the A train. The G train is cool, but Clinton and Washington on the A train, that's my stop. Clinton Washington on the A train. But yeah, so I do want to get back to that. I think it's kind of fucked up how nobody pays any tribute to Guru. I think it's fucked up.
No, I'm not his shorty.
This is not my shorty. This is my fucking homegirl.
This is my brother.
Yeah, we do. We work together.
Beef and Broccoli.
The Beef and Broccoli Show. She's a co-host along with Coco and shit. You know, she came here.
I can't see her. She looks cute. Hello,
Luna. Oh, no, she is. But no. So do you think does it have anything to do with people talking about how Guru died, that, you know, it was rumors about him, and I don't really want to say any of that shit because it was rumors, but I think it's because it's the rumors that people didn't really show him love and all that shit. I just think it's fucked up though, but he was fucking dope, man. You know what I'm saying? He was fucking incredible. Like, when you think, this ain't the Davina show. If you don't get your ass out.
Doggy, leave me alone. I'm tired.
You're making my goddamn beard itch. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's that. Maybe there's a thing that nobody know about.
You got to, you left your car outside too. I know. You're going to get a ticket there. You already get your shit
told. It's Davina Simone at Davina Simone. DAVIDA.
Oh, okay.
SAMONE.
Yeah, that shit. Fuck her Instagram.
No, he just asked.
Okay. Thanks. So, could I give my Guru tribute?
Yeah, I'm appreciating. I think that's awesome that you're doing this.
Yeah, me. I want to do my Guru tribute. I think Guru was fucking incredible.
I'm tired.
You need to take your ass to sleep.
Yeah, I definitely do.
I wear shades all the time because I always
at 7:30, and I've been at work since 7:30. Then I get off at 3:00. I had class at 4:15. Then I went to this concert, so I'm mad tired.
And you have to tomorrow, 6:00. Because we're doing a show tomorrow.
Yeah. So.
And I want some fucking cake. You owe me cake.
Cake.
You ain't got no cake. This relax. just like, you know.
No, I wasn't trying to. Don't make me feel bad. Shout out to girl.
Put her IG in the description. Hold on. I'm going to put her IG up and then y'all could get the hell out of here. My birthday is February 25th. Look, a playback. My birthday is February 25th.
Yeah, I took him out for his birthday, and he didn't even give me no cake for my birthday.
I just bought you cake the other day. What the hell are you talking about?
It was disgusting.
You got it. You talking about, you'll say everything is fucking nasty, though. We get ice cream on my birthday. She's going to say the ice cream is fucking nasty.
It was.
What the fuck is, how could ice cream be nasty? This is fucking up my goddamn Guru tribute, okay? Yeah, you got to get out. You got to get out.
No, I want to stay a little bit now.
Yeah. Well, if you get a ticket, it's on you. But anyway.
So
Guru. Guru's from Boston. He came to New York City.
Pisces.
Girl, listen.
Luna,
man.
Luna trying to talk to me. I love her.
Listen.
Sorry, Guru.
Yeah. Let's go back to Guru. Guru's from Boston. He came from Boston to New York City and just really made it out here. And he represented New York. He moved to East New York. He really represented New York. You know what I'm saying? And I think he did a good job definitely bringing that boom back rap. And I just don't like the way they don't represent him and shit. I'm not going to keep y'all on here all day and shit. I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to know from y'all standpoint why y'all think Guru is not really celebrated the way he should be, because he definitely should be celebrated. Boot Camp Click is another crew that needs to be elevated. Matter of fact, let's do it. Boot Camp Click definitely needs to be she says you're gonna be your sister once we settle down.
Okay.
Boot Camp Click definitely needs to be celebrated. Core Mega, definitely not celebrated. Half a Mil, definitely not celebrated the way they need to be. AZ, DITC. But yeah, Guru, man, like I met Guru before right across the street. The Black used to be live across the street. And I was about to say some criminal shit, but about the shootouts and shit.
He did the interview,
Ali. Yeah, Ali Vegas. You know I interview Ali Vegas. Y'all can check that
Lloyd
out.
Lloyd Banks. I love Lloyd Banks.
Anyway.
He said.
So
I know him.
So I think, you know, it's a lot of unsung heroes in hip hop, and I just want to pay tribute to them. You know what I'm saying? I just want to bring their name up. I just want to talk about them. Y'all know I always talk about, I brought Ali Vegas. I really thought Ali Vegas was fucking dope. That's why I interview him. I also like King Just. I got an interview with him that's coming. I also got an interview with A+ that's coming. Y'all remember A+? So that's what I do. I want to pay tribute to a lot of people who I feel like don't get the love. Also, yeah, Heavy D, Ultra Magnetic MCs, Cool Keith. Who else did I like? Who else did I really like?
I like Lloyd Banks on here.
Father MC didn't really get a lot of credit. Chubb Rock, of course. It's a funny story with Chubb Rock. Chubb Rock is kind of responsible for my group getting a record deal. That's another story that I tell.
I forgot your,
you know what I'm saying?
Double D.
Yeah.
No one here like
Victor's. That's different. She's always talking about some other shit. They just followed you on Instagram. Go check your Instagram. Granddaddy IU is the big homie. Also, who was a dope MC? Cadillac Ty, man. I spoke to Cadillac Ty today. I really, really like Cadillac Ty too. I thought Caddy was underrated. I thought Cadillac Ty could have really, really did a lot. You know what I'm saying? And Cadillac Ty didn't really get the props he deserved. Smooth the Hustler. I got a Smooth the Hustler. Y'all got to go to Forbes DVD promo channel. I got an interview with Smooth the Hustler. I got a lot of interviews on there. Craig G. I got to text Craig G. I have an interview with Mike DeLorean. We need to do another one. That's Bars and Hooks. Lord Have Mercy was dope. If you go on the Doggy Diamonds channel right now, I have an interview with Crazy Drazy from Daz Effects. I got a lot of interviews and shit. But then when we think about, let's leave New York City. Let's go to other areas. Willie D was underrated. Spice One was underrated. Spice One doesn't get the props he deserved. Spice One was just so fucking dope to me. EA Ski was just fucking dope. Zero is my favorite rapper from Texas. You know what I'm saying? Ed OG, Planet Asia is the homie. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that don't really.
I was going to say Corrupt.
Corrupt is incredible. You know what I'm saying? So, but Spice One is fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people. That rest in peace to Mike Beck, of course. That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? MC8, of course. And underrated producers, believe it or not, 3-6 Mafia. Mm-hmm. I was going through music the other day, and I seen what's his name? Ludacris. That Diamond in the Back shit I didn't know that. I whatchamacallit produced that shit. 3-6 Mafia. So that shit is dope. You know what I'm saying? That shit is dope. Yeah. SIBO was dope. Who else was dope that's very, very underrated? AMG, man. I used to love AMG, man. AMG. Knots is incredible. Knots, I ain't gonna front right now. Go to Knots, the ruler, IG. Knots is the best producer out right now. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Knots is the best producer. So I just like to shout out a lot of people, man. I just think it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That a lot of people don't get a lot of credit. So I was just want to know why people don't show love to Guru. Shout out to Guru. Rest in peace, Guru. It's been 7 years since he's been gone. Legendary group, Gangstar, legendary soloist with his Jasmine Taz album. And I just think it's fucked up that nobody really talks about him. I don't know about his personal life. I don't know about his sexual preference. I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate on that. I think that's disrespectful to talk about that. But rest in peace, Guru, man. You know, you always going to have love from me and love from, anything I do. Anytime that I can say your name and let the people know that you was a dope MC, I'm definitely going to do that because you was incredible and you definitely made music that touched me and got me through a lot of times. Like, Inspector Deck had one of the greatest verses ever on the Gangstar album, Above the Clouds. Like, one of the greatest. Even Crumb Snatcher song. I mean, Crumb Snatcher verse on that album. First of all, the Moment of Truth album is fucking, wow, crazy. You know what I'm saying? That shit was crazy. But, shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody for tuning in. I'm about to get the fuck out of here. I'm not going to keep y'all on here long. I have to go back and edit. Tomorrow, more Emilio Sparks is dropping. Like I told y'all, YouTube had pulled out what a lot of the advertisers pulled out. So I wasn't putting out a lot of content because I'm not getting paid for it and shit. And, you know, it's kind of fucked up that I ain't getting paid for all the content I'm putting out. And motherfuckers are stealing my shit and putting it on their YouTube. But whatever. So what I'm going to do, I'm back at it, back to doing my thing. Doggy Diamonds, No Filter Podcast. Make sure you click on that on SoundCloud and on iTunes. Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. Shout that out.
Thank you.
Davida, we'll be the Beef and Broccoli Show. You're going to see more of this maniac right here. She's out of her mind. You know, I'm going to rip her braces out. I'm going to rip her braces out with my pliers and shit like that. And shout out to y'all for always supporting me, man.
I have braces. Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, whoever y'all think should be on the podcast, I will get them on the podcast, but I want y'all to hit them up on Instagram, on Twitter, and tell them Raven Simone. Yeah. Look, what I want y'all to do, I want y'all to tell the people that y'all want on the podcast, tell them, go on their Instagram and go on their the Twitter and everything and tell them, yo, y'all need to go and do Doggy Diamonds podcast. Tell them, because a lot of times that I say it and, you know, I got to fucking, go crazy with them. So I want y'all to tell them, tell Lloyd Banks, tell a lot of people.
Yes, but, tell Lloyd Banks to come through.
So, yeah, I'm out of here. Until next time, peace. You blowing kisses and shit. So that right there is called a quick chat. It's not a full podcast, but it's a quick little chat between me and the artist. If you like that, download it, share it. If you can't listen to it now, download it for later. Make sure you watch the full video because it is on YouTube/Doggy Diamonds TV. Doggy Diamonds TV on YouTube. Peace.